Right, I'm coming to my little talk now. Based on our reading, you know, there is a parable in every miracle, and a miracle in every parable. A little story. A young boy enjoyed listening to his Sunday school teacher because Mrs. Smith told great Bible stories, and she would always end the story by saying, "And boys and girls, the moral of the story is." One day, the young boy joined another Sunday school class taught by Mrs. Jones. She told Bible stories too, but she never ended them by giving the moral of the story. After a few weeks, the boy's mother asked him how he liked his new Sunday school teacher. And he said, "Mrs. Jones, oh, she's okay. The only problem is she doesn't have any morals." I can hear you all chuckling in the background there, but I think you got the message. We read from our reading that Jesus walked up to a fig tree expecting to enjoy a fig breakfast. But while there were leaves, there was no fruit. Now Mark 11 verse 13 adds, "because it was not the season for figs." Commentators take one of two approaches to explain the Lord's actions. One, that the fig trees of Palestine did bear edible buds in March, April, which fall off and are replaced by figs in May. Or two, that Jesus knew it would not have figs and cursed it metaphorically as a symbol of the nation. The tree was symbolic of the lack of good spiritual fruit being found in the Jewish leaders and the nation of Israel. As a whole, outwardly, they were righteous, but inwardly they were hypocrites. Jesus gave the moral of the story in Matthew 21 verse 43. "Therefore I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit." That is primarily the Gentile church, us. The application for us is that outward religious activity is worthless unless our lives reflect Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." We are just fruit on a fruit stall where Jesus can display his life. Our job is to stay firmly planted and connected to the vine. As we do that, his life-giving sap, the Holy Spirit, flows into our lives, and the result is the life of Jesus seen in us. Jesus used the parable of the withered fig tree to speak to us about how to face the obstacles to our faith. He said to his disciples that they could speak to this mountain and it would be thrown into the sea. Jesus was telling his disciples of a remarkable power he was giving them. They could speak to a mountain and it would move. I have no doubt God can literally move a mountain, but the word mountain can be used in a metaphorical sense. The definition of a mountain is something that blocks your path and stops your progress. It blocks your view of God. So what's the mountain in your life that you need to say, go and jump in the sea? Is there a challenge you're facing right now that looks like a huge mountain? You may be staring at a financial problem, relational problems. Maybe there's a conflict with a family member, or perhaps no relationship at all. Others face a physical mountain, perhaps a sickness that doesn't seem to be able to be cured. Focus on God's power, not the size of your mountain. If God doesn't move the mountain, he may move you. When you speak to a mountain, it might not move immediately, but keep on talking to it. It may take some time. Situations can often take a lifetime to develop, so they may take a long time to unravel. It may be a mountain of fear, or a mountain of anger, or a mountain formed by our bad choices, or at other times, God may not remove the mountain. He might move you to a different viewpoint about the mountain. For instance, God may not remove the mountain of sickness, but he will move you to a place where it doesn't block your view of God's grace. Now, Paul was a man of faith who moved many mountains, but in Acts 15, he faced a mountain that hadn't moved. Paul wanted to go to Asia Minor, but he faced a mountain of opposition and difficulty. In this case, God didn't move the mountain, he moved Paul. Instead of going in that direction, Paul took the gospel to Greece instead of Asia. This was the first time the gospel penetrated into what we now call Europe. So because Paul moved, the gospel spread to the whole civilized world. Praise God. And what's the moral of my story? If any of you have a mountain in your way that needs moving, ask God to do it for you. Wait and watch. That mountain will move. Amen.